Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
My hand and come with me to ecstasy.
Cause most my love's been hit on me.
Commitment's what I was searching for.
I needed someone to give me more.
You're the foreground to my background.
Baby, I won't let you down. Cause of you, I have no life. I thank God that you are my wife.
You became my life, and
it's
my pain.
Girl, you know you made me whole again.
I thought that you
that holding on to what I loved inside. Good morning, good morning. How are you? Come on in, sit down, relax. This is Morning Coffee with Flavor. This is where I get to spend some time with you and just wish you a good day. Got a lot of things kind of weighing on my mind, good things and, you know, some challenging things, and I think I'm going to share some of that with you this morning. But today I opened up the show with my girl Toni Hill down there in Vegas with her piece Coffee Shop, going into Mr. Tony Terry with All I Need, and then closing out that set with one of my favorite artists. I have not played him lately. I sense he's kind of walked away from music. I'm not sure. But Winston Warrior with Keep Moving, and I think that particular song's a really, really great song. You know, when you're kind of facing some challenges in your life and you're like, okay, what direction do I go? Things just kind of seem to go very, very smoothly, and then you hit challenges, and then, you know, it seems like all the doors are opening up, then doors seem to close or whatever. And I think that sometimes you just have to keep moving. I mean, and you do, no matter what it is that you face in life, you have to keep moving. You have to, you know, as my business partner, JC Cage, would say, you know, forward movement. And I love that he started saying that last year, because now it's a daily thing that I use in some kind of post. You know, I don't like hashtags, right? But I'm on board with the hashtag. I think I'm just kind of slow on getting on board with things because I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's the age thing. I don't get it. And it takes me a while to get something. I'm just like, you know, I resisted Facebook, you know, from the days of MySpace. I resisted Twitter, you know. I have not joined Instagram, you know, but I'm on like Google Plus and LinkedIn and all those other sites that people don't necessarily talk about. But the hashtagging thing I didn't get. Now I kind of get it. I like how you put that hashtag out there and it makes something kind of stand out. An industry person out on the East Coast told me about the hashtag NP so that I can post it out there that I'm playing somebody's music. And I didn't know about that, and it's been great because on Twitter, artists are able to see. However they're able to see it, artists are able to see that I've played their music, and then they retweet it, and it's very cool, you know, when I see artists do that. And let me just see this. You know, it's really hard to struggle as an artist and to build that right team to want to be heard, but this is when you have to build relationships. When you build relationships, it makes it a little bit easier because that's kind of like building a team. And when I see an artist retweet that I play their music, that's a good feeling. That's really an amazing feeling. You know, it's like the artist's way of saying thank you. I acknowledge that you're helping me, you're supporting me, that you're a part of my team. And everything that I do as Lady Flava is trying to do something in the betterment of other people. People don't always like me. I've got a really, really strong personality. When I see that and feel that something is unjust, I'll address it. You know how you have those behind-the-scenes conversations with people, but you or that other person or whatever will never address it to who it really matters. The person who is causing the issue, the concern for you. And I think that in a sense, you're doing that person an unjust. Talking about it behind their back. And when I say talking about it behind their back, I don't mean it in a negative way. I think we all need to be able to have that safe place with somebody that you can talk about your concerns. That's the bottom line. There's nobody out there who is not saying something about somebody else. I don't care what you guys say. Is it a matter of passing judgment? Is it a matter of having an opinion? Is it a matter of venting? It could be all of those things, but for some reason people turn it into a negative. Of course, sometimes conversations go in a bad direction, an unhealthy direction. But, man, the reality is we need somebody to vent with, right? But sometimes we need to tell that person that we're venting about. Have that conversation with them, because as long as they don't know, they think it's okay. And if you tell them, you address it with them, you know what? Maybe there's a chance they'll change. Maybe there's a chance that they will address it themselves, you know? So I say all of that to say that I stand up for artists. Many times they don't even realize that I stand up for them, because artists tend to come to me a lot, ask me questions, ask my advice, want me to review their work, want me to even advocate for them, try to find out information, and I'll do it. I'll do it. But what I've come to realize is that some people don't like me doing that. And when you don't give me an answer, and you should be able to give me an answer, that is very challenging. Especially when you should be somebody in a position to be able to answer the questions. You know, it breaks down relationships. Now, I think sometimes that's okay. You know, I think sometimes that's okay. And I will always advocate for artists. I really will. I don't like to see the shady things in the industry take place. And I've learned more and more and more. And I'm grateful for the opportunities, because it's my way of understanding the industry better. And I like understanding things. And so, I think it's okay. I guess what I'm trying to say to you is that, you know, be bold enough to talk to the person that you have the concern about. Ask questions. If you don't understand something, ask questions. If you're handed a contract, find somebody who understands contracts. Really, I'm going to recommend that. Find somebody who understands contracts. The other thing that I've learned is that having a contract doesn't mean very much if the effort and work doesn't go into what is said in the contract. And so make sure when you get a contract that you also find out what they've actually done that's been successful in and what they're stating. Do some research and, you know, figure those things out. Having a contract is one thing. Getting the work is something different. And the agreements in that contract being fulfilled, you know, is different. So I've got a few topics I kind of want to bring up. And I'm just, you know, sometimes I just like to reveal, you know, I like to be honest. And lots of interesting challenges are coming my way, but at the same time, some amazing, amazing blessings. So I want to play a piece by Darian Dean out there in New York. It's called Sail Through.
Baby, all of the world's a toy for you. the day I met you, it felt right. Call me crazy,
crazy.
Wherever you go, I still follow. More sights to see, the pictures you find in magazines, and you're my personal God to seem to fade from view. I knew on the day I met you, we'd sail on through.
Yeah. All right.
Every morning I wake up with a headache and a pain in my heart that I can't fake. I know from the start love was a hurdle, and the battles it was hard to get over. Now it seems like we're running out of ammo, and our line of defense is in shambles. So we need a new plan to guard the homeland, 'cause it seems like you wanna leave the ship abandoned.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flava. This is where I share some stories, some thoughts, have some coffee with you, start the day out with you. Genuinely, I like to just kind of keep it lighthearted and uplifting, you know. But, you know, there's just some things that I've faced within a very, very short amount of time. And you know, I think that there are things that potentially many of you have faced too, where life goes very smoothly, and then all of a sudden you're faced with a challenge. One door closes, another one opens. I mean, it can happen that fast. And that's kind of how my life has been in just like a 1 week period. And I'm a Cancer, so I feel, you know, emotionally about certain things. The one thing I'm not emotional about, and I embrace, I'm no longer with Spectrum Music Group, just to say that. And it's a blessing for me. I have absolutely no regrets about ever being involved. They have some absolutely amazing top-notch talents that are signed to them. I learned so much about the industry. I learned a lot of behind the scenes stuff that I really value. And I appreciate the opportunity being a part of their team. But as that closed for me, another door opened. And it's so funny because I'm sitting here smiling because I never saw this coming. But the things that have come my way, I have never, I really don't see them coming. They kind of blindside me, but I'm really smiling. I'm so happy. When my business partner was here the Saturday before Mother's Day, you know, it's rare I get to see him. Honestly, I see him once or twice a year because he's always traveling. He is based out of the East Coast, and I'm on the West Coast. So most of our conversations take place on the phone. But he was able to stop over Seattle for a few hours, and it was really, really great. And he mentioned to me that his group was being booked kind of last minute in Vegas. And he's like, you know, it would be great if you could come to Vegas and see me perform. And so I was like, ooh, could I do it? Can I pull this off? And for those of you that follow me, you know that I care for my elderly father. And so it's like, okay, how do I work that all out? You know, just everything. And when I just honestly stepped out on faith, it all fell together. It all fell together, you know. My kids stepped up and said they would handle my dad. You know, got the hotel and airfare taken care of. And then I started letting some people know that I was coming to Vegas. And I've got, you know, things are booked, you know. I got meetings that are going to be taking place. So it's going to definitely be business and pleasure. I'm going to get to meet Sherry Gordy, Barry Gordy's daughter. I'm going to get to meet a booking agent, an investment, entertainment investor. I'm going to go to Sherry's show that she does every Thursday there in Vegas. And I'm going to go see Human Nature, which is a group that's Smokey Robinson's, and my cousin Daryl plays bass for them. So I get to go see him performing to, you know, see this amazing show. I've heard raving reviews about this group. And then, of course, I get to see Mark perform with the tribute to the Temptations. And so many exciting things are happening, and I feel absolutely amazing about it. It's so exciting to me. I've never stepped out of my own city, you know, to talk with industry people and people that are doing things on a large scale before. And so, you know, I got my suitcase out yesterday. I don't leave until June 5th, but I got the suitcase out yesterday. I am sitting here working it through my mind and going through my clothes and what am I going to take and what am I going to need. But this is an amazing feeling for me. The challenging thing that has now come out of it is I think my kids are realizing they have to take care of their grandpa. And they've never had to do that because I'm the one who's always done it. And so I had a bit of a challenging day yesterday. You know, I'm just going to really turn it over to God, you know, and know that it's all going to work out. You know, I'm just going to believe that my three kids are going to work it out. And I don't want my daddy to stress. And I'm just going to trust, you know, because I understand that they've never had to be responsible about certain things. And this really got me thinking, you know, when we talk about our children and we talk about our youth and we believe that we have given, you know, our children a really good life and, you know, raise them with morals and values. You know, sometimes I think we spoil them. And they've not had to be responsible for certain things because in my case, mom steps up and does it. And Do I regret that? I don't know. You know, maybe I do, you know, when I've not made somebody else have to participate or be accountable for something. And so this is when I think about the fact of my children are all grown. You know, my youngest are 27. And, you know, how I almost think it's more challenging dealing with adult children on a regular basis than it is with children that you're raising up that's still in school. And so, yeah, yesterday I was taken so out of the zone because of a negative reaction, you know, from one of my children, or maybe two of them. And so, you know, I told myself today that I'm going to get back to the space of what I was feeling in regards to, you know, going to Vegas and all the opportunities, you know, that are coming, you know, to me, and just stepping out and just trusting that, you know, something really, really good is going to come from it. That's why it's interesting to me, you know, how life can change in just a matter of seconds, right? You may see your loved one and they never come home. The sun here in Seattle could come out and then all of a sudden it's raining. You know, I mean, I think that life throws us curveballs sometimes, you know, and I'm trying to learn to go with the flow. I am. I'm trying to learn to go with the flow. And one of the good things for me is that I start every day with prayer and meditation. I'll be honest with you, I've actually added into all of that. I listen to one of Joel Osteen's sermons every morning and every evening. And that's the beautiful thing about the internet, is being able to have access to things like that. And I always try to kind of pick a topic that he's speaking on that has to do with what's going on in my world, or a message that I feel like I just really, really need. And I try to learn to do some things differently. I'm trying to learn to let go of things, and especially when it comes to having adult children, letting them own their own stuff. I've always kind of absorbed their energy and taken on stuff that has to do with their world. And as much as they want to be independent, they tend to dump a lot of stuff on me. And so, you know, I'm trying to step back from that and allow them to own their own stuff, not to get involved, to let go, and, you know, just let them have to deal with it. You know, they're adults now. And it's not that I'm washing my hands of them, because I will never, ever, ever do that. But as, you know, we go through life, sometimes we have to, you know, just be responsible. We have to handle whatever comes with the choices that we make in life. And they may not be so good, you know. I do believe, as my daddy has always raised me, that you can turn a bad situation into a good. And if nothing else, you can learn and grow from it. And I believe that. I really, really do. I forgot to tell you who I played in this last set. I played Darian Dean with Sail Through, going into Raj Dulari with Natural, and then my boy Dave Tolliver with What Would It Be? I'm sitting here, What Would It Prove? I started writing the word and I didn't finish it, I guess. I'm really excited about the artists that I play here on the radio, because most of them I have some form of connection, you know, with, and I can tell you a story or something about them. And I don't ever want to feel disconnected, you know. I don't. I like knowing something, you know, whether it's from their managers, from following them, from actually talking to them, being really connected. You know, I like knowing those things. I think that it takes being able to support the artist in a different direction. And so like with Darian Dean, he was one of the first artists I played on Flavor News Radio. And I got to see his journey kind of as it was unfolding, you know, that like it blossomed kind of in front of my eyes. And then next thing you know it, he's doing the cruise ships, he's opening for Mary J. Blige, he's won the Budweiser Fest, and he has an absolutely amazing, amazing manager who's my mentor, and I'm so blessed to have Miles Anthony in my life. So very, very blessed. I mean, I don't think there has ever been a time when I say, Miles, can we talk, that he does not make himself available to me. So much of what I understand in this industry, much of what I might vent about, much of my growth is due to him. And I cannot express my love and appreciation for that man. Raj Dulari, she's exciting to me. She is a woman on a mission. She is making moves. She is grassroots, but she is just gung-ho. And I have so much respect for her. She's got a good team behind her that just love and embrace her. And I think that's something that's just needed in life, is for you to have people that are around you that love and embrace you to help move you forward. I think about this a lot, the importance of the people in your circle. And they really do need to be people that are moving and grooving and making things happen, whatever it is. I'm not just speaking about the arts and entertainment industry. You just really need to have good people that are uplifted. Not to say that things are perfect, because that's not reality. You just need to have people that are around you that just, in a sense, motivate you, you know, like really motivate you. And because, you know, if you're always in relationships that struggle, it kind of stunts your growth, don't you think? You know, you can always change things, and sometimes you need to change within yourself. If you change the way you perceive things or receive things or your approach, you could turn a relationship around. And then other times it's just not working. And why stay and struggle, you know? So she's got a great team, you know, behind her. And then Dave Tolliver, he is somebody who's new into my life. And I love his energy. I really, really love his energy. He is from Men at Large, you know, and I tell him he's a legend, you know. I call him Sir Tolliver. But, you know, he's somebody who has come up in the industry, has been there a while. The man can sing. So guess what? He's stepping on the leopard carpet with me on Tuesday the 27th. And I definitely will get some promos out, you know, to get it circulated in your mind that you really need to tune into the leopard carpet. But he's good people. He's really good people. I love his energy. He's fun, and he's talented, and he's committed. He's committed to the music, you know. And you know, somebody like him, he makes me excited about what I do. You know, he makes me want to work harder in trying to figure this out. And my biggest thing that I'm trying to figure out is where the money comes from, to have that financial foundation to work from so that I can help artists. And I'm determined to do it. I am. I'm determined to do it. Why? Because, first of all, I deserve it. I deserve to be able to be in a different position that I can really help artists. And you guys deserve to be able to be in a variety of platforms to be able to be experienced by different people. It's one thing when you're on your own hometown, right? And you do shows, and you kind of have your own little following right there. But it's different when you can step out and be in a different city and state, maybe even country, you know, to gain exposure. You know, but you've got to have that right team. You've got to be able to go with the flow of, you know, life. And you need to, you know, just be able to be open to receive, you know, new opportunities. Sometimes you got to switch gears, and you need to be able to go with the, you know, with the flow of things. You know, sometimes you need to have honest conversations and be able to handle whatever the outcome is out of those honest conversations. You know, again, so it's like for me this past week, a roller coaster ride of just needing to have honest conversations. One minute I'm with a record label, and the next minute I'm going to Vegas and meeting with some top-notch industry people. You just never know, you know, what may take place. But even at that, when something's a challenge, find a way of embracing it, you know? Really find a way of embracing it. For me, it's all about supporting the artist. It really, really is. And this is what I will always fight for, you know, as creative souls get up and feel the need to create. It could happen at 2 in the morning. It could happen at 7 in the afternoon or evening, you know, and they got to write down something, doodle something, run through notes in their head, whatever their art form is and what's going on. I'm in the same position, but the beautiful thing is that nobody can take away from me what I've established. Nobody can take away the following that I have created in a very organic way, grassroots way around the world. And there are people that do respect me. There are people that I do get along with, and there are people that will listen and embrace the vision. And so you know, send me some good vibes as I step out there to Vegas, because I am so excited, you know, and I really believe that when I leave there, I am going to build and walk away with some great, great connections and relationships that will not stop once I get on that plane and return home to Seattle. So let me jump into some music. I've been talking, haven't I? Well, can you tell that there's some things that have been on my heart? But, yeah, the challenges of just life and the challenges of being a part of an industry that can be challenging. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It just threw me for a loop. Normally, I don't talk about my family situations. But you know what? I'm sure there are many of you that have faced family challenges. And challenges that kind of affect what you're doing in your career, you know, and how do you go through the flow of all of that? For me, having honest conversations, listening really well, and turning it over to God, I think, is the only way that I'm really, really going to be able to figure this all out for myself. So let's see. I want to jump into a piece, and this is Do Better by D. Mills.
So, you think you're doing it big now, huh? I don't think so.
You can do it better, gotta do it better, baby. You can do it better, gotta do it better, baby. You can do it better, you can do it better, you can do it better. You gotta do it better, baby.
This is the one.
That's what you are like. Yeah.
All right, we've come to the end of another Flava Coffee House, Morning Coffee with Flava. And I want to thank everyone who tuned in to listen to the show live, to those that come back and check out the archives. I try to keep things real. I'm just going to say that I try to keep it real. And I like to share stories of my life in hopes that maybe you will know that you're not alone with some of the challenges that you face, whether it's just as a person or whether it's as an industry person. Life can, you know, be a roller coaster at time, you know, but I believe that if you have a faith, if you have a spiritual balance within you, if you have good people in your world, you can make it through it. Definitely you can make it through it. You know, you're an amazing person, and I hope that you know that. When you look in the mirror as you start this day, you know, just look and say, you know what? I am somebody. I am somebody who, you know, is absolutely amazing. And I am going to do some great, great things. Share a smile with a stranger. You know, I say that every Wednesday. Share a smile with a stranger. You just don't know how that simple act can change how somebody else may feel. You know, when we do things for other people, you know, it can make us feel good. So in a sense, we're doing something good for ourselves. Have a great, great day. Thank you so much for coming by the coffee house. And know that I look forward to spending next Wednesday with you, as I do on all the shows that I do here on Flava Marlex Radio. Take care. God bless.